Yes, we are. Fix
Okay,
me.
that'll be
Fix
my.
me like I'm a dog that Bob Barker hates. Is my microphone okay? What a great opening!
Ta-da!
Hello, everybody. And welcome to Fluff Radio number 4. Fluff Radio II interview. And my guest today is
Edward.
You can. Oh my God, he's scared.
Hello, everybody.
Edward's never done a podcast before, and also calling you Edward is so weird to me. Ed has never. This is the first time in Fluff Radio history, Fluff Radio 1 or 2, that I had to do nothing. I just sat back and was like, "Hey, Ed, why don't you set up all the controls?" Considering you've been doing podcasts for what, 2 years?
Yeah, over 2 years now.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Holy crap. That's a long podcast. How long does that take to download? I'm
sorry. You know, it hasn't finished yet. That's the thing. We're working on a Guinness Book of World Records thing.
Nice, nice.
Longest download. Not longest podcast, just longest download.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, we purposefully, we have it hosted on Apple 2C.
Oh.
In Bolivia.
Oh, really?
So it's, yeah.
That's good.
Oh, man, I'm giving away trade secrets now.
Shit.
Sorry.
Yeah, you gotta watch out. Kenny G's like all itching to get another one of those records. He's gonna be like, "All right, I got it."
Yeah, well,
the world's longest saxophone podcast coming
yeah.
soon.
Yeah,
the longest to download.
Well, I gotta give G. You know, I listen to the G Pod all the time.
The G Pod, the Kenny G Pod.
Yeah, the G Pod.
The G Pod. Yeah,
it's
like the opposite of the anti gravity pod. Like, if you don't read the brochure right, where you're like, "Oh, that's great, I'll go in that place and there won't be gravity," I'd be like, "Oh, man, I read that wrong." Actually, I went in this pod and it was just me and Kenny G. It was so awkward.
All that
the
hair.
G-pod. Yeah.
And that note.
The no G pod. That would be a whole different thing. No gravity.
I try to live a zero G lifestyle and it really just means no Kenny G.
A zero G.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my show is Voice of the Republic, and it is we used to say it's an all Star Wars talk show.
Yes.
But it quickly became.
I don't believe that for a second.
Yeah, because
sorry, guys.
We're at www.vorradio.com.
Oh shit! Ba-ching. That would be the website.
Word.
Use your computer and make those letters take you magically.
Mm. We're going to take you.
Take you magically.
Oh. We're going to take you like a camp counselor on.
Salute your shorts? What? Like, where's this going?
Salute
this
your
sentence
shorts.
Is not going a direction I want to follow.
Well, that's kind of what happened to the show. It started with good intentions. Mm-hmm. It was me, my friends, Joel Carroll and Mike Wagner. We just end up invariably talking about various issues from the Star Wars world, character, plot, movie executions, toys, collecting fans. And then we just started recording it, and now it's been 2 years, and yeah, sometimes we get way off topic, and those usually are the best shows. Frankly.
As always.
Yeah.
I believe the first show I ever listened to, they were talking about your brand new boobs that you had gotten. That was when I first met you. That was my first impression of you was listening to your friends talk about how lovely your boobs were. So it sold me. So
well,
I have no idea what that says about me.
That was I mean, when we actually met in person, it was I was pre-op.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was a weird transition period, and don't think by any means you're any kind of like fallout of part of my identity crisis.
No, I'm sure I'm not.
Because I'm pretty sure I know who I am now.
Oh, that's good. That's good. And I'm glad you went with 3. I mean, I only have 2, so 3 was like, whoa, hey, the guy I'm dating is totally cooler than me.
In a way, you're getting more man.
Yeah, it's true. I am.
More ma'ams.
More ma'am. I'm getting more ma'ams with my man. That's what I like in a man. I like a man with extra ma'ams. Wow. I'm not sure because this has happened. I'm going to cough. How do I cough with the microphone here without contaminating it?
Usually just do. You can cough. Okay. Usually just move it, like, rotate it away from your head, because okay. if you do this, it, like, makes loud noises.
Oh, yeah, that would explain the clicky.
Yeah.
I'm going to move your mouse.
Go ahead.
I did it.
Move it.
Is that good?
It's all right.
I'm going to cut out a lot of the sexual things in this show.
I imagine.
I'm going to make it G-rated. I want to make it P's and G's, numbers rated.
I'm going to put my P in your G.
I'm going to put a 13 after you. Wow.
Yeah,
Ed and I are a thing. We're a thing.
Yeah, it's official because Facebook says so.
It is. It is. It was a really big deal. Seriously, we are in a culture where you have to make big decisions before you really think you have to make big decisions. That didn't actually make that much sense. I'm going to cut that out. I'm going to Dave Coulier it. I'm going to Coulier the whole
cut
shit
it
out.
Of
that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was it was almost like between my friends and your friends after SPX. I don't want this to be the gushy dating. I mean, it's your show if you want it to be the gushy I'm dating Ed show. I'm more than happy with that. It just makes me
That's an overlying theme. I guess underlying theme.
It's
a middle lying theme. It's actually okay. just lying on the ground.
It's yeah. It's the wipe your feet here, stupid doormat of
show themes. Much.
And so we became friends obviously in person,
mm-hmm.
and we
brought together by a love of mammaries. Was that a word? What just came out of my mouth? Well, we did karaoke to Dolly Parton's 9 to 5.
True.
Yeah.
True. That was great. That was a really good night. Really good time.
That was.
Yeah, we got to get thanks to the internet. The internet has been like the third member of this relationship, really.
Yeah.
And God bless you, internets.
Sometimes I don't want to make this awkward, but sometimes Ed, I hang out with the internet when you're not there.
The internet has told me this, and I told it to tell you it was okay, but sometimes the internet doesn't always communicate so well.
The internet can be such a manipulative bitch.
It's like, what's that game? Telephone.
Pachinko. Oh, telephone. Web 2. I've got so much...
Hide the pencil.
Yeah.
maybe not that game. yeah. But yeah, so finally, I went from single. I changed it to.
It's complicated.
We changed it to complicated, and that was like we were like a Bennifer something.
There was just a flurry of activity on both our Facebook inbox.
Blew up. Just, yeah.
Yeah.
What were we? Were we Ed Lean?
I think we were called.
Cod.
We were cod. We were co-ed. That's not as funny.
Ooh.
Co-ed's pretty good, right?
That's clever.
I figured if we ever did a radio show on a regular basis together, it could be Fluff Radio Co-ed, because it would be the first time I had a male co-host.
Yeah.
Yes, but for now, while you are here.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, we're leaving out a big part that's the complication, is that... I live in Brooklyn, and I'm very busy, and I'm hard to get a hold of.
Sometimes too busy.
actually, I'm fine.
I don't want to talk to you.
I have rules where I don't date anyone if they live on a different train line. I'm going to say this sentence over. I don't date anyone if they live on a different train line. So, like, God forbid you're in Queens. That, no way. No way.
Yeah.
But I made an exception for Ed. So it's a little further than Queens. It's wait, you'd make like a left at Queens,
past,
right?
Yeah, you gotta go
it would be a left.
Over Queens Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
You just keep going west. Till let's see. What do you hit?
Is it Alaska?
Oh yeah, the fucking ocean.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You just lean left at Alaska. Keep going down. If you hit Hawaii, you've gone too far.
Yeah, it's it's kind of the shortcut. We don't like to give it away, but it is kind of a shortcut. Ooh. To go to Hawaii. If you're going by kayak.
Oh, okay.
Which, according to Google Maps...
I was going to say, I did the same thing.
Yeah.
If you look for the address, it's actually in Japan.
Boom.
Exactly. That was our Japanese Johnny Carson. What is it? Ed McMahon in the background? I just imagine somebody. What is the name of the guy?
From the Gong Show, you're thinking.
No, I was thinking of like, what is his name from Letterman, the piano player?
Paul Schaefer.
Paul Schaefer. That was Japanese Paul Schaefer playing
yes.
the backup music for us.
I would love to have a Paul Schaefer.
A Paul Schaefer. That would be pretty great.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you look for the directions from, well, really anywhere in the United States to Japan, they give you extremely serious directions, which include a section that tells you to get in a kayak and yeah. how long it will take you to row. Pretty awesome.
Yeah. Row your kayak to Japan. It's awesome. I forgot how long it takes, but it's ridiculous.
It's a while. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hysterical. I love it.
Do you think there's anybody out there who's actually like followed blindly, been like, Google's never let me down before. They must be right. It can't be that hard.
Ed raises his hand slowly. No, yeah, that would be an interesting question. See if they take it that far. I don't know.
Not sure.
Someone's got to try it.
I would think.
Come on.
I would think. Maybe it'll be me next time. Maybe when I come back. So I've spent a lovely 10 days visiting Ed here. And yeah.
Yeah, it's been a really good trip. Really good trip. Hey, see you.
All right, bye. The end. Woo!
The end.
It's a show.
And so wrap it.
Wiggy, wiggy, wiggy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, let's see. We have we've been seeing each other for about 6 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And but actual physical time, face to face,
a little shorter than that, right?
A little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit. So
6 months versus what? 4 days.
4 days prior.
No. Uh-huh.
So this puts us up to 14.
14 days. Woo!
14
we
days.
We are rocking this.
However, I think we are pioneers, if not trendsetters, in the realm of internet dating, since like our first official date was online through Skype.
It was.
And it was a magical evening.
Not that magical for you people with overactive imagination.
Yeah, yeah, we didn't, you know.
I did not
cyber do each
put
other.
Water damage on my computer at all.
Yeah, I still woke up with my pants on. So.
Aww.
It's pretty usual for a Friday night.
That's funny. I woke up with my computer in my pants. Maybe not.
Wow,
my
those
mom
Macs
listens
are...
to this, by the way, just so you know. It'll be a little tamed down by the time I'm done with it. She finds it funny. But.
So I started volunteering for Big Brothers Big Sisters when...
when I thought of one day meeting Miss Margaret Venable, a wonderful woman who teaches math at Newburgh Free Academy.
Heart of gold.
Heart of gold and an ass of, I don't know, something tight.
Flesh. Tight flesh.
I wish I could keep that.
Well... you need to have like an Easter egg show somewhere.
I do. I usually put like bloopers like after the final theme music, like, which is a long, annoying theme song. Usually, if I can plan it right. I'm yawning. That's what I say.
Word
to your mother. So one of my favorite things about Ed, which was just witnessed just now by your eardrums. Is the fact that he could do a lot of accents. Like, I tend to, if you haven't noticed, if you've been listening to the show long enough, my accents tend to, they world travel very easily. You know, I'm doing German and suddenly I have gone to Mexico! my Hitler is strangely Spanish sounding.
Hitler.
My, I don't know, my African click language is probably my best.
The Bushman.
Like, that's the only one I can keep straight for like more than 30 seconds. But it's really a talent you have. Like, you grew up in Chicago, so you got like the great Chicago, the Chicago.
Yeah, I can drop Chicagoese whenever you want.
Yeah, you got the Chicagos.
Yeah. Yeah, we're in Japan here and we stopped over by the Edo Yokados, you know, where we get some cereal.
Cereal.
And cake.
Yeah, I've gone already Canadian. Sorry.
Yeah, you kinda gone.
I kept walking.
Too far north. Too far north. Come back down there.
Okay.
We have some beers.
I got it. The only way I can do it is if I go deeper. Wait, oh fuck, I'm in the Bronx.
See, as soon as you go deeper, this is what also, just as you like this, I like this about Colleen,
yeah.
is that you can turn on the New York as
yeah.
quickly as I turn on the Chicago, because where we grew up and everything.
Yeah.
And we could just stay there, just hang out and talk. And it's just...
But the only problem with that, I don't know if it's weird for you, is like, I do a New York man.
Well, there's that. There's
or
that.
I do an overbearing Jewish New York mother. There's
yeah,
one or the other. There's no... I don't know how to actually do a Catholic female New Yorker, considering, like, that's almost my entire family.
Yeah. I guess it would end up just sounding like you and... Meh.
No, I don't have an accent.
No, I don't think... No, you kind of don't.
Only when I say manga.
Well, there's the manga.
Yeah.
Although, I know that you do, instead of, like... Didn't. Your didn't come out as didn't.
Didn't?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
I didn't know that.
I didn't. Snap, snap, snap.
Yeah.
I finished the word with this. Mm.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, accents are just, I don't know. I just, I grew up, you know, like, I guess I don't know how many people do this now. Give me a second, get to the point. I just always seem to be surrounded by people with very interesting accents, you know,
yeah.
and always wondering where the hell these people are coming from. Indian people, Korean people, Japanese people, Dutch people.
Jersey.
Sometimes.
New Jersey.
Usually, yeah. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just I grew up outside of Chicago. My whole family is from the city. And... You know, so we had ties, like, we always had family in the city. We're always going into the city. And it was just always meeting these interesting people and getting to know their accents. Sometimes as a matter of trying to figure out what the hell they're saying.
Yeah.
So sometimes I have to do that. I have to, like, mentally put on the accent to translate their English. So if it's, you know, heavy Indian, it's just like, you know, like, okay, now I can listen to you in their voice, you're throwing down. I'm like, did he just say throwing down? And run through my Indian filter. Yes.
Yes.
Throwing down.
Yes.
Really? So, yeah, it's a good time.
And you're like this solo American with this whole, like, teaching thing, because you're over here teaching English.
Yes, I'm in Japan. I'm an English teacher.
Yes.
Ego no sensei.
Gaijin.
Gaijin. Gaijin.
Which I thought was like an insult, but it actually just means anyone who is not native.
Yeah, an outsider, a foreigner,
yeah.
someone who's different. I think the full word is Gaikokujin.
Gaikokujin?
Yeah, so Gaijin for short.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes
like
you'll hear...
cereal.
What?
Gaikokujin.
Yeah, I'm cuckoo for Gaikokujin!
I imagine it like little, like pants. Like chocolate-covered pants.
Gaikokujin.
Yeah, Gaikokujin.
I'm Gaikoku... Maybe it's supposed to be pronounced Kokojin.
Kokojin?
I'm Guy Kokojin. It looks like Guy Kokojin reads Guy Kokojin.
Oh, okay. My brain just pop, it's gone.
Let's go to break.
And the song.
Yeah.
See, that was the one good thing about like the songs. Like there was nice breaks occasionally. I miss the bands.
Oh, with your show?
Yeah.
You can still bring in musical breaks.
I could. I haven't figured out how I want to do that yet, because it's like... Mm. Part of me wants to have, like, the interview shows, and then every five shows I'll do a music show where it's just all music, but that might
yeah.
be...
Well, again, you can do that. The way the rules are set up is that you can't play, like, the whole song in a way that basically people can just, like, put it on a
mix.
Oh,
no, these are people I have permission from.
Yeah, okay. So you're just worried about, like, wondering about how to deal with the format for
yeah,
your show.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It has nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
We get permission.
Right.
We have people that have approached us and want us to play their stuff.
Okay.
Have lots of friends and bands.
Okay. Yeah, we just started pulling music just because we wanted to play real music. But we checked out, like, okay, if I don't play the entire song, I won't get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And that's worked. And I've even extended it. I put more of the song than I used to.
Oh,
and I'm a real cheese ball, so, you know, God, I don't know. Even though it's Star Wars, if we somehow get off topic, you know, no matter what it is, or if it's a certain topic and I think of a song that fits with a character or what we're talking about, then yeah, I'll definitely, you know, if we're talking about Vader, you know, and like, what is it?
I'm too sexy.
I belong to...
Oh.
Or like my heart belongs to daddy or something like that. I don't know.
Oh.
Just some kind of weird song that would fit in there. You know. Yeah, we'll do that. But
yeah.
We've never been busted on it.
Mm.
It's a nice break.
Never did.
And I've turned some people onto, some people onto music that they might not have heard otherwise. A couple of groups that you've probably totally ripped off of your show.
What?
Yeah. Well, it's such a cool thing that you actually, you know, had the bands coming to you and you're just playing, breaking new music. You broke it, man. Broke it wide open.
I broke a lot of things.
Yeah.
I did. I broke a lot of words. That's mostly my thing. I'm like, this word should be pronounced like this. Not anymore. Yeah. I speech impedimented a whole new style.
Wow, you just did it now.
I did. I'm impedimentary.
Well, when you have such a talent, it's you can't restrain.
I can't. I'm having some issues this show because, as you all know, I think it's very proper for me to drink a lot with my guests because I don't believe in the proper, I'm going to ask you a question, where were you born? And then they answer, and then I ask them another question type of thing. I like to get them a little drunk, and as we witnessed in other shows, make up songs about Hootie and the Blowfish. So, today we are drinking with headphones. I didn't get that right. Yeah, I did, actually. Hey, I wanted to say we're drinking with headphones on, but it...
Awesome!
Woo!
Oh.
So I can't figure out how to get the beer in my mouth when there's a microphone in my mouth. I'm considering fashioning a straw.
Is there an alligator in here?
Oh my god.
Fashioning a straw.
Yeah, like I feel like I should have studied some origami more while I was here. And...
Yeah, I don't think I have a straw in the house.
I could just, do you have a funnel? I'm kidding.
You drink quickly.
Am I?
You know, actually, if I have a, if you have a yeah, oh, you know what?
What?
Want me to make you one?
Are you going to make it out of a pen?
Yeah.
Am I going to die?
No!
No,
why would you die?
I honestly meant, is my mouth going to turn blue? Oh, I'll stop now. Damn. I wish I was your lover. That's another Vader song, if you do.
Oh, you know what? This thing is so short. I don't know if it'll work.
No, that's okay. Oh, man. I'm totally fine. Seriously.
Yeah, just slide it away from your face.
Yes. The beer I'm drinking is called Seven Strong. And this hard and clear taste brings you the great feeling. And according to the ads, it also brings you, I believe, constipation? Is that the face he's making?
Yeah, or, you know, maybe he was kicked in the nards.
Mm.
Or...
Wolfman.
Jeez, I don't know, there's a million... It doesn't look pleasant. It doesn't look like
no.
A face I want to make. I haven't made it yet. Let's give you that.
I'm going to put it, actually, I'll put a picture of this ad if I can find it on the form, or if not, I'll take a similar picture of my own face making the face they make in the ad.
Yeah, I think we should.
Every beer ad I've seen, every single one,
yeah.
Has a picture of someone that's enjoying the beer, has just taken a sip
right.
of the beer, has it in their mouth, is happy about it, but is happy in the sense that they look like, as we've said before, either a nut kick or a, you know, some kind of alien coming out of their stomach, but you only see their face part.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like this terrifying pain face. And
it
that's supposed to mean like, oh, this beer is so good.
Yeah. It's
and
kicking
it's
your
face.
Tongue. It's kicking your tongue with
yeah.
pleasure.
Like, I don't understand it. So, like, I feel like I've done it wrong this whole trip. Like, I go to a bar and I, like, drink a sip and I'm like, oh, this is good.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, they're like, oh, my God, that girl is...
I know.
She hates beer. She has been smiling that whole time.
Yeah. Maybe they think they gave you the wrong beer. I don't know
maybe.
What it is.
So I really have to work on my face. Like, I'm thinking maybe I should, like, start to, like, you know, ask you to kick me as I drink, so...
Maybe I'll do that.
Okay.
Maybe I'll do that. Might do it when you're not drinking, so I'm
aww.
Just saying, heads up.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Not responsible.
Not responsible.
Yeah, it's funny, when this campaign for this came out, the Strong 7, the guy in the ads was this, like, really kind of a shady-looking shady looking Japanese dude, of course, but he had like a like longer hair.
Mm-hmm.
He had a shadow of a beard. He looked kind of dark, and he was like very brooding, and he was holding the strong seven by his face. He looked like he was really troubled or like about to kill someone. Like, not just a bad day, but he looked like he was going to kill someone.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I'm like, what is this guy's problem? And all the girls I knew were like, I don't know, but I wish that problem was me. He is hot. I'm like,
really?
What? Yeah. But I think the same guy is doing the ads again. Same face. Same dude.
Yeah.
But now he's doing pain face.
Oh.
I'm like, well, come on.
Maybe that's like the equivalent of like, I don't know if you noticed in America... the whole hot guy stroke face, where men only smile with one half of their face and it's very attractive. That's like the Brad Pitt thing. When it's the smirk. Half a smile.
Which I'm guilty. I have one deep wrinkle because of that.
Let me see.
And I got it from Indiana Jones.
Smirk it.
It's on this side.
It is a little deeper.
Watch
yeah.
it, watch it. And smirk. See it?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I got.
That's a little strokey. Yeah.
I started strokey. Well, you know, different strokes for different folks.
Literally.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you might not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of feet.
On the right side of it. Sorry. You got stroke face, you got stroke face, you got stroke face to woo the girls. Stroke face to woo the girls.
Ah, that's cool.
Thanks. Man.
Gosh.
But yeah, I kind of hope the two go together so that the Japanese hot version of like, ooh, I'm sexy and I'm loving this beer.
Mm.
Pain face gets mixed with the American, I'm a sly guy and only going to use half my face to show expression. So it combines, and suddenly it's the Japanese guy only being upset with half his face. Because that would be a talent. I would be like, I don't know what just happened to him, but I need to buy this thing to find out.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. I can do a smirk and I can raise one eyebrow, but I don't know if I can do like half a...
One half of your face looks like you've been beaten up by a small badger.
I don't know if I can do that.
Okay, let's try.
I'm trying. Okay, I'm like, ready? All right, what?
This is good radio, by the way. Making faces.
Yeah, I'm trying to...
Whatever it is you're doing, it's working, I think.
Don't you need a beer after looking at my face? Now that's something. That's kind of how you wink at me.
Actually, no.
That's cute.
Have we talked about this on the show? I'm trying to remember in the history of fluff if me and Annie ever talked about the fact I have an inability to wink.
Yeah. Feel free to call in, everybody.
Yeah, actually, phone lines open. Anyone? Anyone?
They're not ringing.
Yeah, like, I can't wink without looking like I just... What is, like, a good thing for it?
Palsy?
I can't wink without looking palsy. Thanks.
I mean, like Paul Newman. rest in
maybe,
peace.
Maybe, yeah, maybe now. You look like current day Paul Newman.
It's like rigor mortis there.
Yeah, rigor mortis.
What
was my new insult that I came up with recently about the woman's pants? For some reason, that just...
Whose pants?
Oh, your pants. Those pants make your ass look an IMAX immigration 3D movie.
Yeah.
Ugly and boring. Ugly large.
Ugly large
ugly
and boring.
Ugly large and boring.
That's right. That was brilliant. That was brilliant.
That's a good, yeah. So, I can't wink, so I try to compensate by making up mean insults about other people's asses.
Yeah.
That's my thing. Okay, we're trying the beer.
Off to the side, and round two. Get off my lawn! That's the face I saw. Shaking your fist.
I was trying to do the mean face. Right, it came out as an old man face. Okay, your turn. Holy Christ.
Excuse me.
That was perfect.
I spent a lot of time staring at these dudes on the train.
These ads are everywhere. It's not just like, it seriously is not like a single ad campaign. It's like a bunch of varieties of beer. This is the face they think you make when you drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, go on.
No, I'm done.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, the only exception I've ever seen to that is there's a Suntory beer where it's like one's got a dude, one's got this woman. They're both like mid-30s, and they're drinking the beer. They're hanging out with the beer, kind of like they're in love with it.
Oh.
Yeah, like they look at it, they contemplate it, they stare at it, they hold it next to their face, and they drink it, and it's just like, and they feel like, ah, and they close their eyes like, ah, like they either like just they like just came in out. Their pants or dumped. Really good. And then they regard it again like, you are my best friend. It doesn't get better than this.
Do they high-five the beer afterwards? Like, just knock it across the room. High-five, baby.
Yeah, that's Suntory's new beer. High-five.
High-five.
Strong 7, fuck you. High-five.
High-five. High-five the beer. I just imagine it being like a full can of beer just slammed against a wall across the room.
Oh, yeah. That's how you get in fights. High five your beer.
High five my beers.
It's okay. High five's your wingman tonight. I don't know. High five says yes. You can talk to that girl. All right. High five me and you, buddy. Ooh. High five. Bong. There it goes.
I love your impression of a woman.
What?
Ooh. Was that your impression of a woman?
I don't even remember saying that. What's in this cup?
There was a definite ooh.
I don't remember.
I'm laughing
that.
Almost as hard as the time where I tried to tell you not to step at the boom.
Oh, yeah. So this weekend we went to Studio Ghibli.
It was amazing.
Beautiful.
Which we should explain because I didn't know what it was. I just always referred to it as the Miyazaki Museum.
Yes, Hayao Miyazaki.
Hayao.
Who is considered the Walt Disney of Japan.
Only he's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. He's awesome. You may know his movies, Princess Mononoke, Spirited Away.
My friend Totoro, my favorite.
My friend Totoro. Totoro.
Totoro. My gang member Totoro.
Totoro.
We got Totoros of all sizes. I'm in a Jewish gang, obviously.
I'm in a Jewish gang. Totoro.
Totoro's.
Totoro,
Mazatov. That's why he's got the thing above his head. You can't let Jesus see your head. I don't
know. What?
I'm a little confused how my religion works. Isn't that what it is? They're afraid of Jesus in the trees, throwing things at them.
Throwing feces, yeah.
So yeah, the Miyazaki Museum, exactly like that. So it's the it's the Ghibli Museum.
Keep calling it the Ghibli Museum,
which makes me laugh because then I think it's like an exhibit of giblets. But that's
it's just giblets, giblets and corn, giblets and shrimp,
giblets, giblets, giblets.
Yeah. So, on the way from the train station to the Miyazaki Museum,
it was a beautiful,
long walk. Yeah.
The sakura was falling from the trees,
sakura
aka
trees.
Cherry blossom leaves.
Yes.
Petals, really. Yeah.
Yep. The petals are just like all the trees are like pink and white all over Japan.
It's very romantic.
It's very romantic. It's very magical. Yeah.
Their hearts popping out of my head, knocking down other people.
Yeah. Gory,
dangerous,
kind of.
Actually.
Yeah, so we're approaching the intersection, and we're walking, and I hear Colleen say to me in what I think of as a Muppet voice. I hear like, and I wasn't really sure. It was kind of quiet, and I didn't really know what was happening. So I was like, wait, what? And I started to slow to a stop, and she's like, like, what are you doing? And she like pulled me, and she's like, you totally almost stepped in dog shit.
But it took me like 2 minutes to stop laughing to tell you that.
Yeah,
we're still walking.
You're right.
I lost it. Yeah, there was like pattern of like four things of dog shit in a row, and somehow you walked, and every step was like as if someone had put the dog's poo on each side of your shoe, but never touching your shoe. It was
never.
Like these magical, like it was magical. You did not step in an ounce of poo, and it was everywhere.
I am blessed.
I am blessed with the shoes.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
It was hysterical.
I was laughing so hard that there was so much. It was like this beautiful walk until I looked down and I was like, oh my God.
I never saw one drop. And that's what was funny is like, she's like, you almost have the dog poo. I'm like, why didn't you tell me? I didn't tell you. I'm like, what, that tiny Muppet voice? Just like pull me like, ah, dog shit. So funny.
But I'm too classy to say that.
You are a classy lady.
I'm so classy.
She wore gloves.
I should.
She had little white gloves and...
Little white gloves? Well, actually,
a parasol.
Little white gloves and a face mask.
And a face mask. Welcome to Japan. I'm a lady.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, it's a phenomenon where the... The Japanese believe that the face mask... Well, they wear the face mask right now because it's like hay fever season.
Yeah.
So that actually, to me, that makes sense.
It makes sense because I've been all sniffly and Sakura totally. Up the nose.
Yeah. I've done that before. I've had to like, you know, move people who have cats and things like that. I'm allergic to cats. So I'll wear like a filter mask from the States, the US of A.
A filter mask.
A filter mask.
It keeps the cats happy.
They follow me everywhere.
Yeah, I don't have to touch them. They just walk behind me.
They walk behind me. I'm like the pee piper in my pants. So so they wear the masks. In winter, they believe that that'll help prevent the flu. Also, everybody wears them. That's the thing. Everybody, not everybody's a doctor, but okay. They just wear them. You can buy them everywhere. There's different brands, different styles. And but on the other hand, you don't always find soap in the bathroom, which to me, coming from the States, soap is what you want to use to kill germs
you
on your hands.
You also don't find toilets in the bathroom. You find holes in the floor occasionally, as I found out a bunch of times. First time, not as successful as the other times for me.
Yeah. It's, yeah. That's where the culture shock really, really hits you.
Yeah.
Like pee splattered on your shoe.
Yeah.
It's if you get that far.
Yeah.
It's a challenge.
It was a challenge.
Yeah. I got a bit of vertigo because the first time I saw one like that, it looks like a urinal built into the built into the floor.
It looks like a urinal in a Lionel Richie video.
Yeah, I thought I was dancing.
I'm peeing on the ceiling.
I was saying, what's happening here?
Yeah, it was odd, and there's an very large. And I'm going to post pictures again on the forum. There's a huge difference in toilet styles here. There is, like, no in-betweeny. There is the hole in the floor, or the Lionel Richie urinal, I guess we'll call it, the classy way to call it, the Lionel Richie urinal.
The Lionel Richie urinal.
The Lionel on the ground. Oh, that was bad. Yeah, that's one of those ones you're like, I could cut it out and sound more intelligent.
Hey, it's fluffy.
Maybe I will. And then there is the astronaut toilet. I feel like that's what... I don't know. There needs to be a good name for those things.
Yeah, it's...
What's the name of the Star Trek Enterprise? It's the Enterprise toilet.
The Enterprise.
Ooh. Then there's the Enterprise.
The Enterpoop.
The Enterpoop. The Enter things that you already ate.
They enter the toilet. Get whisked away.
Ooh, magically. With one of these seven magical buttons.
Boop, boop, beep.
One of the buttons cleaned your bum. One of the buttons cleaned your other bits. These were with water sprays. One of the buttons heated the toilet seat, which you think sounds kind of gross, but that's nice.
No, it's
that was the button I was like, hello.
Lovely.
And then the one in the museum, I don't even know what it did because I was scared to press it, but there was one that was just a music sound.
Yeah, it plays the sound of a flushing toilet.
While you do things?
I think that's it. I think it's to cover your pee sound, because I know a lot of girls who've run water, which is very ecologically responsible, ladies. Suck it up.
I know.
Take a leak.
Yeah.
We know what you're doing in it. I think that's all it is. I think it's just to cover the pee sound.
I was convinced it was going to be like a freaking Peter Gabriel medley. And I was like, I want to push. I want to push. Oh, Sledgehammer. I'll get it later.
Sledgehammer. Ooh.
What?
Big time. What a way I'm making dirt. Big time.
Yeah, I was afraid to touch that one. There was a couple other buttons on that one, but it comes like, it's like an armrest. It really is like a lot like the Enterprise. It's like the captain's chair, only it's like,
you are in control of the ship, a.k.a. your butt.
Totally. Yeah, you are...
The ASS Enterprise.
Yeah, very much. Yeah, you have one that controls temperature. Mm-hmm. Of the water that washes your bum.
Which is dangerous if you are off at first. Because you can't really... I mean, you can make it warmer. That's okay. Yeah. But if it's hot right in the beginning...
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
I was scared of those buttons. I'm still scared.
Well, the other one that you should be scared of is pressure.
Mm, oh, God.
So you can have just kind of bloop, bloop, bloop. You have a somewhere in the middle is a nice wash job. Or you can go all the way and have a... Like... Cleaning your deck. The poop deck.
It comes out your nose. It's like, oh.
Yeah. You're just drowning from below.
Aw. If it was a cartoon, it would come out your ears.
Yeah.
If it was a manga, it would come out your ears. Like hoses.
Would that be a low colonic?
I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I've enjoyed my trip. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of really interesting things about Japan, including toilets.
Yes.
Yes. And I give you so much credit for living here for this year.
Thank you.
It's crazy pants.
It's crazy Japan.
It is. I mean, it's quiet. It's quiet, at least where you are. It's quiet. You could scale a wall and try to break into an apartment for hours. Nobody makes noise bothering you. It's great. Not that we tried that or anything.
No.
And tried to break in a window for an hour.
No.
At 3 a.m.
Risking life and limb.
No. Mm, no. No. Definitely never did that. You never climbed up on my knee and then onto a giant 8-foot-tall awning that probably was supported by a single piece of metal?
Yeah, it was like really thin, really thin aluminum.
It's a good thing we didn't do that.
Hypothetically speaking, that would be stupid.
Yeah, I know. Maybe especially if illegal. The window was locked when you finally got there.
Yeah. You might not be able to pull that window and like push and pull it to open it.
No.
Credit card might not work in the door locks.
I was so disappointed in my hypothetical MacGyver abilities, because this is hypothetical still.
I heard the theme. I
broke apart a credit card, I shoved it in the little lock, and it did not open it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I had the Doogie Howser theme song in my head, because I always forget the way the MacGyver theme song goes.
It goes, din, 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 quick, quick, quick.
That's why I didn't remember it, because it sounds horrible.
People remember the show, they don't remember the theme.
The coughing in the beginning, I was always like, why? Yeah. Why?
Let's see.
MacGyver, put a piece of that bubblegum in your mouth. And spit on cheek.
You read your rule. Let's see. How does it go?
How does it go?
Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack. Quack, 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 quack. Explosion. Something like that.
Is it just me or does it sound similar to Doogie Howser?
How does Doogie Howser go? I don't remember it.
He's Doogie Howser. Yeah. The guy that was young and went to college.
I don't yeah.
I don't remember, but it was like... Oh, no, I'm thinking of ER. Do, 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 do.
Yeah, ER is just like tones and stuff. Like,
is it? Maybe I'm thinking of Entertainment Tonight. What? I am having theme song
tonight.
Deficiency right now. Yes.
Because Entertainment Tonight, we got the shit. Entertainment Tonight.
It's pretty good. Have you ever in Chris Yates's car?
Satisfy
my
me.
Computer's off.
What?
It was making too much noise.
Lame.
I know.
To the bad computer.
Chris Yates of Ripper Graphics, also won the Playground Ghosts. He was on the show once, Fluff Radio 1. His car has a tape stuck in...
Are you like BBC?
Yes. Actually, I'm like a comic book. To understand, this code episode 3 of American show I made a while ago. He has a tape of Entertainment Tonight theme song that plays in his car at, like, double the speed for some reason.
Yeah? What?
Every time he turns on his car, this tape plays. And it's the Entertainment Tonight song, but it's, like, really fast. And, yeah, I'll probably cut all that out.
Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, shit, I'm yawning.
Oh, shit, I got an awning.
Wait.
Entertainment Tonight. Dookie Hauser, MD. Well, we can hear that. I mean, it was just keyboard music anyway. Official?
Let's try this. Official.
Entertainment Tonight. Death Note, what?
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah.
What? Excuse me. What?
Just go back and listen to the guy playing keyboard. I'll guarantee you it's working. Yeah. How about that one? Listen. Yeah. More views. I assume it's good.
It's a wrap. I'm gonna stop and save this.
Okay.